This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Way before this song. But just a little more about that on MUT Radio. 5 minutes after 12, welcome to the third and final hour of the show. My name is Awe Tukelese and this is the Hlanganani Midday Show. But Linda, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
It's my first time being here.
Yes. Shout out to... definitely, siyabonga kakhulu for honoring our invite. Thank you so much to our producer as well, Osihlanganisele Nontuthuko. Shout out to her. This song, yaduma kakhulu, and I know you've been working even as a songwriter way before this song, but this song blew out. Tell us about the history. Kusi yaqala kanjani lengoma?
History sa lengoma abantu bahlezi bengangikholwa because of angazi, but the song has got more emotions. Yona, like it sounds so real,
as if you were going through.
Of which it's far out of that. Yabo, bengisasebenza mfethu as a medical technician before ngiyeke eSpain and the music. So it's one slinyana day nje angazi noma leli gama livumelekile nene eSpain ngihleli nenye out yami, so sanokofa ngayizolo emsebenzini sagoduka mefika edladleni uhlala nomuntu endlini abashadile kodwa uhlala nomuntu, so mefika umuntu wakhe uvakashelwa abangani bakhe. Kumnandi bayichilele bawogeli mefika uthe imfethu angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, but nje ngazithola kunogeli la umngani kamuntu wami owavele
njengani
inkinga enzima. Ngabona ukuthi yabona ukube bekuthiwa iy'nkomo yikhona manje, hhayi besizoshintsha i-direction yalezi nkomo
ziye kumngani.
So manje ngixoxela lesi story, eyi ngayibuka lento ukuthi ngalesi khathi sexoxa ngiyayizwa i-keyboard ukuthi izohamba kanje la sizohamba kanje yabo and stuff, kodwa manje ngayibuka ukuthi ayizukusounda kahle mangabe ngiyibeka njengoba ayibeka yena. So at least lo love at first sight wakhe angwenze urelate nawo wonke omunye umuntu, asimkhiphe lo gela adlule emgaqweni okungcono, angabe umuntu ola endlini. Ngoba manje uma umuntu ola endlini, people will be against the song because it's not a good thing. Of which phela empilweni bethu izinto ziyenzeka yabo, kodwa it's not a nice thing, so I had to make a way ukuthi yenzeke ngendlela e-right, ayibo leyo nto. So that's how the song came about. Ke samthatha ugeli wadlula ngasekhaya hamba ngani bakhe
kanti
ukuthi waye la endlini, ayibo leyo nto le. So that's how the song came about. Mfethu, it wasn't my personal experience, but it became the song that made me abantu bayithanda kakhulu because phela we all experience love at first sight
definitely
in some stages empilweni zethu. So it's a very much relatable song abantu abaningi ngicabanga ukuthi yona into yenza ukuthi abantu bayithande kakhulu. Ikhuluma ngento that we experience every day.
Wow, such a lovely song, man, and a beautiful message. Just my personal question, Justin, are they still together?
Kade ngabagcina yazi angazi ukuthi mhlawumbe basandawonye yini, but I still believe because it's not like he had intentions.
Yeah.
He was just telling me nje ukuthi this is what happened and this is how I felt, but I didn't pick up anything ekhombisa ukuthi kahle kahle usefuna ukushift a focus on the other side, yabo. So I still believe ukuthi baside together. They even had a very handsome son.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's nice, that's beautiful. Maybe let's take it back sesibuyela kuwena ke manje uLinda Gcwensa. Where is he from?
Olinda Gcwensa is from Chesterville.
Okay.
Ngikhulele Chesterville, ngisuka le South Coast eJolvet. Ngifike ngisemncane kakhulu, I think bekuno 12 years ngifike eChesterville. So ngingasho ukuthi that's where everything started. As much as italente lami ngalirealize angina 7 years, kodwa bengalisebenzisa emakhaya because emakhaya yazi ma ucula umjida bekubuke ngathi uthi ayithambathambileke ayilona idongo ngaphele yabo. So noma bengibona ukuthi ngiyayithanda le nto ngiyayazi, kodwa maye bengisaba ukuyiveza, ngize ngingakhululeka sengilaye lokushini eChesterville, ngibona amajide ecula ngibona obanqobi ngathi hawu kanti ziyakhala. So that's where everything started ke nga confident and nga comfortable around the music thing. That's where I even started noticing the writing talent okuyona into eningi kakhulu kumina nengibusisa kakhulu enganelisa kakhulu the writing songwriting lento zani. So I started them ngakhula from schooling churches everywhere singing ngama group ngama groups akhona yabo lento nje yenzakala mangabe umncane ukhula as much as abazali they thought ukuthi hayi ngoba usakhula umntana vele abantwana mabekhula baba nezinto abay involved kona they didn't realize ukuthi mina for me this is what I decided ukuthi ngifuna ukwenza lento for the rest of my life.
Ngengezwa kwi interview that you had over the weekend ukhuluma ngokuthi and you ke wayi mention even now ukuthi you left your job for Clash of the Choirs.
Yeah.
Was that a start of Ulinda Gcwensa as an artist noma you wanted to focus on i songwriting? And with that, please tell us ukuthi mhlambe waqala kanjani professionally ke manje. You've been singing emakhwayeni but uqale nini professionally to do this thing, your music?
From the Clash of the Choir competition, that's where Ulinda became or took the music thing ngizothini seriously and professionally ukuthi ngibe recognized e South Africa manje, not la ngasekhala ngikhona. Because uku decide kwami ukuyeka emsebenzini, I had seen the advertisement ukuthi there was going to be a Clash of the Choir competition bayichaza. So I understand that it was my first time going for a competition nje empilweni nami, ngangazi ku competition. So vele emsebenzini, as much as uNkulunkulu wayengibusise ngomsebenzi o-right, ongagqilazi, ongangenzi ngifile ngazi ukuthi eyi mhlawumbe ngisebenza kanzima, kodwa yabo ipassion mfethu, it's something else, it's something ongeke I understand. So I decided after seeing the ad ukuthi yazi ngiyayeka emsebenzini, because vele emsebenzini angisakwazi ukufocusa kahle. Mangabe ngifika emsebenzini ngithatha imoto ngidrive mhlawumbe ngiyempangeni or ngiyePortofstein, kumina kunalento it's like mhlawumbe ngiyegigini ngidrive, yabo everything you start to relate it to the music thing now.
Exactly.
Yabo. So ngabona ukuthi ngizocina ngishaya ama flops emsebenzini azongakhela igama elibi. So before that kuze kwenzeke, ake ngizinikeze ngizidedicate fully to the music thing. So that's when I took the opportunity to Clash of the Choirs, where Ubaba Rob Malinga was our choir master as KZN, and we won the competition.
Wow,
so that's where a young into started when I met Ubaba Rob Malinga, because I told him ukuthi ndoda ngiyabhala ingoma ngilonge imhlupha nje njalo masuku ma-results and stuff ngilonge imhlupha. So he gave me a chance, then I gave him the song abagcina bayenza noSusanay Makay, baby yini kwenze njani.
You wrote the song?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the first song kahle kahle I wrote that got to get to in national radios and everything. Yabo. So that's when nami I gained confidence ngempela ukuthi no, I can do this thing. So from lapho ke aw yonke into I got a deal from one of the record labels where I released this album, I know I'm Tando Muntu. Then I kept on writing. Now he kept on coming back.
Exactly.
I gave them Umtande. Ba wenza nomusa.
Yes.
Abo Karabo.
Zahara.
I think ngifuna alone, nobody else. Nje kwaqhubeka kanjalo. So into yami yokubhala yagcina ke ikhula, as much as being releasile kodwa i-focus beyingapha kakhulu. Up until now I'm mostly behind the scenes as a songwriter. Ima ngicabanga manje ukuthi naba nosicelo bayangithethisa ukuthi endoda awufocus ekwena as an artist manje. Siyazi ukuthi uyabhala uthathe ingoma enkulu uyinikeza abanye abantu zicule wena manje lezi.
Because you uyakwazi nokucula futhi uyacula, you've been singing.
So now njengoba abantu sebeqala bengizwa nakuma radio doing ama interviews, because I'm beginning to focus on me as an artist now.
Wow. And really, man, it's been amazing. Ma mention all these songs. These are the songs. This is Aziyo. You did mention Gucci, you worked with Abo Musa, Robi Malinga, Zahara. And how has it been working with some of those legends in the music industry?
It was exciting in fact, and also shy sangovalo, because phela labantu yesterday bobabuka ku TV ufisa ukuthi hey, I wish to be like these people. The next thing you are here in studio with them, you know, sharing ideas, you know, yonke le nto. So kuyinto excited, bekuyinto excited kodwa futhi eshay sangovalo. But the most important thing, it was a very informative moment for me, because I learned a lot of things in the industry around that moment. Music industry akuyona into esibuka ku TV. We all think ukuthi it's what we see on TV. Mangabe usufika ngaphakathi, you realize ukuthi eshiyane, there's a lot going in. So I got to learn a lot in the industry and understand the real industry. So kwaba exciting moment, informative moment for me ngisho ukuthi ngikhulisile up until now.
Wow, you did say ukuthi you are now focusing on yourself as Ulinda, Gwenza, an artist. So there's a song osanda kuyikhipha, it's called I Choose You. Gonna play it. Masibuya sikhuluma about this song. Linda Gwenza, I Choose You. 15 minutes after 12, if you have just joined us, welcome to the show. This is Hlanganani Midday Show.
Sengizo aletha komu engimthandayo. Sengizo ugetha komu engimthandayo. No single life into me makondana.
Sing live, Solilo Makondana. That's the message of this one. It's called I Choose You on MUT Radio. Linda Gwenza, 19 minutes after 12. Tell us about this song. Is it also ingomo ipalile noma you were going through? Why am you going through that phase in your life?
Ukulekelela abantu abasanda kuthola uthando, abantu abashadayo kakhulukazi, give them something abazo celebrate ngayo. That moment la umuntu ese declare khona ukuthi hayi ke manje yona yonke into engike ngayenza or abantu engike ngahlangana nabo, but you are the finally the person I'm deciding ukuthi ngifuna ukuphila nawe impilo yami. Isebenza kakhulu ke emshadweni, ngiqala ukuthola amagigi ngale ngoma ingakayi record, ngisho ukuyirecord.
Oh,
I sang nje a clip nyana ngayiposta ku TikTok and people went crazy. But yo, ngoke ndoda sicela uzoyicula le ngoba ngithi ayirecordiwa iphumile kwathiwa uzoyipractice neband nizoyicula.
Wow.
So ngabona ukuthi okay, it's really doing lento ebenginayo mangabe ngicabanga ukwenza ingoma kanje already. So I went to studio, ke recorded the song, I released it and people are loving it. Ngiyayicula nje kakhulu emshadweni these days by time because it's that moment yabo se walk down the aisle and enza ama vows. It's that vows moment ukuthi kubona bonke labantu kabalana ke manje nese ngike ngaba nabo mhlawumbe you won.
Yeah, I think God has given you something, man, because you were speaking about the songs Osu's Balile before, and I'm like, oh, you wrote that song, but now when I hear this song, I honestly did not know what to buy Atisekula Lengo, but I know the song because I've been seeing and hearing the song, even other radio stations are playing. I'm like, oh, this is you. So I feel like it's a good idea now that you are coming as an artist. It's going to just be an amazing, amazing, amazing journey. It's a beautiful song. It's called I Choose You. Maybe let's speak about association. You know, Ngatin, how abantu associate nabo? Today you are with Obutsicelo.
Yes.
Esimazi kakhulu ngama motivations. He's an author. And yes, mazi kakhulu is all over, motivates us. Kubaleke kangakanani ukuthi an artist, especially an upcoming artist mhlambe osafufusa, as associated with abantu who are doing good in any industry ke.
Ngicabanga ukuthi empilweni nje mfethu in generally, if umuntu oserious ngempilo nomuntu ofuna ozibona somewhere and ofunayo ukuthi afike lapho khona ukuthi ube nephupho kodwa futhi ungamnandaba whether liyenzeke or alenzeki, but uma umuntu ngampela who really wish to achieve ama dreams onawo, qala manje associate yourself nabantu abazokudregela to that lontuzana. Kunezinto esizenza manje ngoba sithi sibancane senze izinto carelessly without realizing ukuthi those things are the same things ezobe zisishaya in the next 5 years. Ukuthi wena you did this ngo 2018, so you don't qualify for this, or abantu even if two you are qualify kodwa abantu abakubuki ngaleyo ndlela because they are still left with how you used to be, yabo.
Yes.
So ukuhlezi uzassociate nabantu abazokuyisa la ufuna ukuya khona kubalekile. Mina mfethu mangabulalela umculo wami, each and every song I write ngifocusa kakhulu kwi message. I want ukuthi umuntu melalela ingoma yami kube na something a relate kuyona, kube na something emtshela yona. For me it's not about nice beats and say whatever, you know. For me ngenza show ukuthi kune storyline that you will understand and sibe na something going. So for me ukuthi ngikwazi uku maintain le nto, fanele ngihlale nabantu abanjengo Sicelo, people who always talk isn't they positive, and I grab my inspirations from those people. I want to write ngezinto esithi mahleli siyixoxa nabo laba bantu, and then I turn those things to songs. So uma ngihlala nabantu abawrong mhlambe ngabe ingoma engizicculayo ayekho umuntu ofuna ukuzilalela because ngabe kuphuma enye into yabo. So I had to make sure ukuthi I associate myself nabantu abazong inspire to do better and also to do right. Mangibhala ingoma njalo kuhlezi kuyinto that will heal people.
No, but still, ngicela ukuthi usijoine and because ibaluleke kakhulu le kade sikhuluma ngayo. Thank you also for joining us on EMUT Radio. We really appreciate your time. Maybe just your experience with Ulinda. How has it been to be with him, man, and sebenza naye noma uba mhlambe, I don't know if you are friends, but nje ukuphila naye empilweni kunjani, and ubulise nakubalaleli be MT Radio.
No, ngibonge mfowethu, sibingelele kubalaleli be MT Radio, ngibingelele kuwena noSisi.
Yes.
Ngibingelele kuCwenza. No, uCwenza is a brother more than being a friend. Ngihlangane naye through another guy nakhona. So ehlanganeni ke mina ngumuntu updated about things, you know. Kuye kwenzeka kwashona umfethu iAvanti ekuthi uLinda Gcwensa.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, I wonder this other Linda Gcwensa iphrethi njani. Mekuthiwe kushone. Yebo. Only to find out. Ngoba nentetha ucheck nje ukuthi ayi afikuthanga yini. So mangena ngiyambona uya clarify ngempela ukuthi hayi it's not this Linda Gcwensa. So now then mase sihlangana knowing ukuthi kunamagama amakhulu asebenza nawo abo Robbie, abo Kelly Khumalo, abo Zandi Khumalo, Zahara, you mention, you name them. And I'm like, okay, this guy can light a win. All right. Masibona now, we are born to talk. We are offering she lunch and stuff. Okay. And then I said to myself, I na zona ngina lo muntu because mina I believe
that ngenxa ye lunch nje
not ngenxa ye lunch but angimthanda umuntu ohlonipha abantu ngoba esebazi ukuthi bayini. Yeah, so if you are a brand, if you are a leader, if you are in public space, you are exposed into that space, kuna abantu ababingelelana omunye umuntu umbingelele akushaye nge cold shoulder only to find out makhamba isikhathe says ukuthi ubani siyashintsha behavior yakhe sithi how sibani bani usefuna ukukhuluma nawe. So meeting Linda made me ukuthi asikaka introducesani. I doubt futhi wayengazi ngaleso sikhathi. I doubt mase si introducesani sazi ukuthi ngenzani yabo sekuna leyo nto ukuthi oh hawo ngiyajabula ukwazi but all in all mina I always say song is khuphi imali, but we are missing it because we shouldn't be running after imali because there are three kinds of currencies and leye randi is the last part. The first one is faith, second one is networks, then the third one is this one, imali. Now the biggest mistake we do either in business as people, we don't have faith. That is why it takes time for us to be successful. Metiena na yekumsebenzi ngiya kuma audition, that is faith.
That is faith.
Ma auditions, if faith yamthatha yambeka kuma auditions, waphasa. Mayisimbekile faith lapho, network. Wayisondeza ko Robbie Malinga. Masa isondezile, wabhala ingoma. Le ngoma akhuluma ngayo, yiplay akhuluma ngayo, ayibhalela. Even today, uma engashona, izomenzela imali ezodliwa izingane zakhe because as a writer, as a contributor to that song, as a composer, netek to your royalty.
Yeah.
Netek to your royalty. So, I ngan zaki, zi osle zine mali, because wabamba, I currency yok ali faith, wabamba currency yes will, networking. So, njoba zwana, sizwana ngoba of in network. But in network yet, we selected ni, we are connected because we have faith that in my own path faith I'll reach my destiny one day. So now it ends up giving us what I call indirect collaboration. Indirect, only to find out, hey man, Linda is a producer, Linda I'm a public speaker, I use sounds on my motivations, can you help me now, you know? So we develop each other now, you understand, only to find out, hey man, Linda mina as a speaker I get a lot of people who listen to me a lot. So as you're promoting your songs, and maybe I'll speak about love on one of my content.
Exactly.
Let me use this song, you understand? So it makes things easier as an independent artist who is not signed by any company to say, okay, because I don't have money to go around, yabo, nan. Let me just make things easier because you've got a huge following. Okay, let's tell you, because we are brothers, we are friends, you understand? So I always say, yeah, see like we MUT Radio,
yes,
never undermine somebody esaqala because you don't know each any. Mina ngihlale ngithi mawufuna ukusupport umuntu, don't support celebrities, support those people abasaqala because you don't know what you are investing on. Inkinga ukuthi thina sifuna ngifuna ukwenza le example, you've got a business or you're a musician, ama fans akho uyawaziba usafufusa, ufuna ukuyoba i fan ya Casper Nyovest, ufuna ukuba ifan mhlambe ya Nathi Mankayi, njalo uya commenta kuyena, but uyabaziba laba bakho
abenza ababuka with the same thing oyibuka la
manje. Ama artist amaningi nanto athi mina ngizoyibona ngi artist ngoba sengithole i recognition from amanye ama artist. Mina I'm one of the few motivational, I'm not one of the few, I don't want to praise myself but this is what I do. Into yenza ukuthi into yami ngisebenzele mina. I don't want to be recognized by any motivational speaker or any brand. I just want to recognize by people who are nobodies. Because the moment you give that person encouragement, uzohamba yosebenze ndawona uthi awumazi ukuthi ubani. Mhlawumbe omunye uyi manager ungena la social media uyifihlile, ubhale into, ukhuluma imessage a private message eceleni uthi ukhuluma into engibuyisela umdlandla. If I want to book you, ubhukwa. So if mina ngizogijimela ukuyo associate nabantu abadumile instead of cultivating my own network, so ngizamukela lapho ukuthi ke that's what I believe in, yabo. So I believe ukuthi we can go far as people, you know, in general, if we respect the association, you understand? The loyalty goes a long way. You need to be loyal. If you're not loyal to yourself, you won't be loyal to the next person. You understand? Mm. So, loyalty counts. If you're loyal, you want to be loyal to yourself. As a listener, nami ngizoba loyal because uma loyal emculweni wakhe uzokwazi ayibuza ukuthi umlalelo olalela umusic wami udliwa yini kulesi sikhathi samanje. Okay, izinto ayihambi kahle ngokomjolo njalo abantu bebeposta ngomjolo obuyibiza obhuti omjolo baposta kanje. So because uloyali kuyena netalente lakhe sekuzoba lula kube ngathi uloyali kumafollowers omusic wakhe. So nje yilokho engingakusho, akukho okuningi.
Wow, that is ubhuti Sicelo Mncube. Enza dume ngazo ke simazi ngakho. Sike sambone se Cape Town in the past few weeks. Kugogo loyana, and I was motivated to see that someone from a KZN going as far as Cape Town. We really appreciate that. Unkulunkulu uzokubusisa futhi. Siyabonga kakhulu for even being part of this interview. Linda, how do we get hold of umusic wakho and probably like my socials?
Umusic kwami mfethu ukhona nje kuona wonke ama platforms la abantu bethola khona umusic. Your all your digital stores. Ma ngabe kuukuthi uthi ubheka ingoma yami awuyitholi, into engiye ngisho ile ukuthi okay, kushuthi usukuyibheka la ngingaholi khona.
Okay.
Ma kuthi nje awuyitholi uthi ngiyayichecka ngiyitholi, kushuthi uyibheka kwi platform lama platform antshontsha umusic wethu bese awunikeza abantu ngendlela as wrong. So usukuyibheka kulawo ma platforms. Kodwa nje lawa ekufanele uthole khona, uthole your iTunes, your Spotify is everywhere. Ma ubhala nje uthi Linda Gcwensa, I choose you Linda Gcwensa, kude emathandweni Linda Gcwensa, what ngizokuthanda, uyavela umusic wami. So ma ukuthi awutholi, ngithinte kuma social media ngizokudirecta to the right platforms la uzothola khona. Mina ke ngiya attenda kubantu, ngazifundisa nje ukuthi the comments, DMs and everything, I do check everything because into engiyenzayo ngiyenzela abantu, so I have to pay attention to what they say, those what they're saying, asking, commenting about. So yeah. And then kona onke ama social media at Linda Gcwensa _ at Linda Gcwensa _. On Facebook ngibe nenkinga nyane khona, page lami belikhona lisanenkinga. I'm hoping mhlawumbe logcina lilungile, but currently mawuthi nje Linda Mr. Lol uzongithola khona lapho. Khona elinye engizama ukulontuza, it's at Linda Gcwensa _ womjolo. Kodwa nje mawuthi Linda Gcwensa, you will see me everywhere, and then uzoyithola i-direction la uzofika ungithole khona ngekhona. But nje wonke amanye at Linda Gcwensa _ the two bengithola khona. Abafisa ukungibhukha, ama-details okungibhukha akhona kwi-profile yami, the WhatsApp number, the email ikhona nayo, bayakwazi abantu ukuthi bangithole.
That is ubhuti womjolo on the MUT radio. And Sicelo, sikuthola kuphi kuma socials wena?
My TikTok is Sicelo Motivate, Instagram Sicelo Motivate, Facebook Sicelo Mncube Motivate.
Ano, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT radio, gentlemen. It was really an amazing 30 minutes. I'm not going to lie. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga. Nisibongele nakubaphathi kusama ukusivumela. Sinyathele.
No, siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you.
Linda Gcwensa.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.